You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, CNBC has recently put out an article and a YouTube video covering a particular topic. Now, they are very, very late with this. Why? Because back in December of 2022, Mike Rowe, and if you don't know who he is, he used to host a TV show called Dirty Jobs, had already been interviewed and sounded the alarm on this particular topic. And that topic being men dropping out of the workforce at breakneck speeds. Now, I actually did a video on that interview that I'm going to put in the description box. So yes, CNBC, you are almost 2 years behind with putting out this article and your YouTube video. However, I still find it entertaining, so I'm going to cover the topic yet again. Now, this article was published on the 21st of September. More men in their prime working, or as I'm going to say, slaving years, are neither working nor looking for jobs, and here's why. Gentlemen, we all know the quote unquote why is all about putting the blame squarely on men's shoulders, regardless of the changes in the environment. Men have been steadily dropping out of, I'm gonna insert a word here, the traditional workforce, especially men ages 25 to 54 who are considered to be in their prime slaving years. Gee, I wonder why. Will they eventually reveal it in this article? We all know they're not. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, the unemployment rate for prime age slaving men was 3.4% in August of 2024. This number primarily includes those who are unemployed and looking for a job, but about 10.5% of men in their prime working years, or roughly 6.8 million men nationwide, are neither working nor looking for employment, compared with just 2.5% in 1954. Okay. All right. 1954, 2024. There have been so many changes in the environment between those two time periods that it is almost laughable that these two time periods are even being compared against each other. So much has happened. 1954, that was primarily the silent generation and the boomers. Today, oh no, 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 no. You got Gen X, millennials, Xennials, you got every other group. And you've got far many more things that changed the environment between 1954 and 2024. The number one thing, the internet. Number two, feminism. Oh yeah, we're not gonna talk about that now, are we? The long-term decline in labor force participation by so-called prime-age men is a tremendous worry for our society, our economy, and probably our political system, says Nicholas Eberstadt, a political economist at the American Enterprise Institute. Education is an important predictor of prime age men's odds of being out of the labor force. There you go, gentlemen. You're not going to college. Quote unquote, the big impacts are on the non-college educated groups, on their ability to enter and stay in the labor market, said Jeff Strahl, a director of the Center on Education and the Workforce at Georgetown University. A study by the Pew Research Center found that men who are not college educated leave the workforce at higher rates than men who are. Let's go ahead and put a pin right there, because there's a simple reason as to why. At the same time, fewer young men have been enrolling in college over the past decade. Gee, I wonder why that is. Oh yeah, that's right. The outright misandrist nature of college nowadays. College for men has literally become a hostile environment. It is damn near an active war zone for men to go to college. They used to graduate with a high school education and have good, stable jobs, according to Carol Graham, senior fellow of economic studies at the Brookings Institution. Since then, due to technology-driven growth and a little bit of Chinese competition, you've had a lot of manufacturing firms and the places where they were located that were one-horse towns become ghost lands. Now, gentlemen, did you get a single answer as to, quote unquote, why more men have dropped out of the traditional workforce? No, you didn't. Essentially, like I said previously, a lot of putting the blame squarely on men, regardless of the changes in society. Now, why are more non-college educated men dropping out of the workforce versus men who have degrees? Well, that is very simple. It's called student loan debt. Those men have to work. Now, the traditional workforce, as I stated before, the soul-crushing 9-to-5 cubicle cutter job. For some men, the absolute back-breaking manual labor jobs. Yeah, a lot of those men have dropped out of those jobs, but they don't count gig work as actual traditional workforce jobs. There are a lot of guys who decided, you know what? The gig economy is best for me. I work a gig here, I work a gig there. Ultimately, I have more freedom. Then you also have this trope that they try to use to trap young men. Well, married men make more money, which is something else that this article did not specify, whether these men were married or single. So, married men, you make more money. They try to say that. They try to throw that in young men's face. However, as a married man myself, let me tell you what they don't tell you about married men. Yes, married men make more money. However, married men have to spend more money. Yeah, we spend more money on the back end. You're a single man. You live in an apartment. Your expenses are all yours. You're a married man who lives in a house. Your expenses have to cover everything. The mortgage, the insurance for the house, HOA fees, property taxes, car payments for not just one, at minimum, two cars, insurance for two cars. Then you have medical insurance for the family, dental insurance for the family. See, these are things that are quote unquote hidden costs that single men are not told about by married men. Oh, no. See, all of these traps that they're saying that young men should go into willingly, they're not going to tell them about. So once again, all of this crap about men, quote unquote, going back to the workforce. Oh, no. See, back in 2022, we were just coming off of Charlie 19, which, in my humble opinion, was the best thing to happen to a lot of men. Why? Because during that time, during the lockdowns, a lot of men were able to crunch the numbers and realize how much money and time they were wasting in their pursuit of women. Oh, yeah. Now we have this article coming out right now. Guess what? We are in the midst of a recession. We are in the midst of hyperinflation. Guess what? Something else that wasn't talked about in this article. Feminism won. Yeah. See, I love to leave this comment on a lot of other content creators' videos. Feminism freed men in the long run. Oh, yeah. And now you have women out here losing their minds. Oh, we want men to help us out. Oh, we want men to pay for us. We want men to be providers and protectors again. Oh, no, ladies. No. You got what you said you wanted. Now you don't want what you got. But guess what? Oh, no, ladies. No. You are straight up suffering now. And guess what? More and more men, we don't care. No, we got freed. We're not going back to that damn plantation. So yes, all in all, more and more men have collectively thrown up the middle finger and said, yeah, I'm free. I'm not going back to the plantation. Ladies, you are on your own. Society, since you're so anti-male nowadays, fuck you too. Mm-hmm. So guess what? In the midst of it all, men are willing to watch it all burn. And guess what? Some of us, we got Molotov cocktails ready to throw. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Watch my original video on this topic. Let me know what you guys think. Yeah, more and more men, in the long run, they figured it out. They said, you know what? I don't need to work for a family. I don't need to go into the traditional workforce. I can work a gig here, work a gig there, make enough money to cover my housing, my food, my bills, my responsibilities, and then with whatever I have left, I can put that toward my hobbies. Yeah. Freedom, gentlemen. Freedom. Ultimately, men were freed. And guess what? You've never heard of a slave who willingly went back into captivity. Nope, nope, nope. Ultimately, for you women in society who thought men were going to continue to accept this horrible deal just because it's the right thing to do, nah, you've been given a serious reality check. Men have thrown up that collective middle finger. And for all of you out there who thought men were going to go back to the plantation, you better understand this. The power you thought you had over men, that has gone out for the vast majority of us. And this is just not even in America. It is world damn wide. Feminism and the idea that you can quote unquote shame men back into accepting that bad deal on the plantation, that has gone out right along with it. Because I'm going to reiterate, men around the world have woken up. They've said, I see the snares and traps. There is no point to me working my ass off and getting nothing out of it. So guess what? Fuck it. I'm out. I'm going to do my own thing and I'm going to look out for myself. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.